Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So often when we have a big event, maybe even in our own personal lives, we'll talk publicly here. We'll say, well, that's it. Things are going to change because of this. And sometimes it's true, Dave. Sometimes that does happen. Shad Harpin, Dave Harrigan with you here on CCO. I don't believe it's going to happen here. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am 100% wrong. I don't think the political tone and the commentary, and I'm not asking people in any way to stop giving opinions. Passionate opinions. Powerful opinions. It's pretty clear when it's violent, when it's menacing, when it is threatening. You don't like Democrats. You think open borders, they've made the country unsafe. I have zero problem with you feeling that way, or you think Trump's the worst president or the last two presidents the worst. Fine. I don't find just safe and in the middle interesting at all. Just safe. Now, I'm a centrist because I see good in the center right and in the center left. I don't see much I agree with far left, far right. It's the truth. But this idea that we're going to change, I don't buy it. I've said it before when we have these big events and are we going to come together? Nope. Did we come together with COVID at all, Dave? Maybe for 4 minutes? Is that about how much we came together?
Might be pushing it a little bit.
When Donald Trump, when this maniac, what was it, Thomas Crooks, missed by what, quarter of an inch from killing Donald Trump on television? Did we come together? Nope. Because a significant percentage of the left, what, how much, I don't know, fake, not real, orchestrated, set up.
Or openly saying, it's a bummer he missed.
Yeah. All grotesque.
Yes.
All disgusting. So now we know that two people were murdered in their house, and he tried to murder three others. Tried to murder John, Yvette, and Hope Hoffman. And I want to believe that people still can be incredibly believe in their positions and have a strong, fact-driven debate. But, and even with the needle, and even getting mad at times, but there's a line you don't cross, and it's not hard to see it. And criticizing is still allowed, absolutely. But I want to cite two things as convincing me the tone's not going to change. Well, the number one person who could set the tone on the tone is anybody who's going to be the president of the United States. And by the way, just to back up my point on things aren't going to change, Columbine. Mm-mm. Did it change? Nope. How about Sandy Hook? Nope. No, because people are so entrenched in positions. Now, I don't... No, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, is the rhetoric violent in that case? Sure it is. It is on the gun debate and the mental health debate. But here we have the President of the United States, who, by the way, now is tweeting that we own the skies. We own the skies over Iran. And then we have Nancy Mace saying, what a great troll job this is. Also adding, we know where the Ayatollah is, and it'd be easy for us to get him. How far are we on the verge of WW3? Oh, by the way. Donald Trump today saying that the leader of Iran is an easy target. Just flippantly saying that. So there's a chance Tom Friedman's on the show tomorrow, and it would be phenomenal if we could get him. We tried to work it out. We had him scheduled, and then we had a Twins makeup date. So I'm hopeful, but the way things are playing out, I can only imagine the number of requests he's getting right now. So I'd love to have Tom on, because there's no better writer on the planet than Tom Friedman on the Middle East. So here's Donald Trump. I mean, I know what pretty much every other president would have done when we've got this battle between Iran and Israel, and you mean with G7 leaders. I don't know. Build a coalition. Speak to allies. Nah. That's meaningless. Why do that? So J.D. Vance on Saturday called Tim Walz to express compassion. What can I do? How can the federal government help? Donald Trump, in a phone call with Rachel Scott, ABC News, Sunday morning, dismissed that. And now this is him on the flight back from the G7 when he's asked if he's going to call Governor Walz.
I don't really call him. He appointed this guy to a position. I think the governor of Minnesota is so whacked out. I'm not calling him. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
He's whacked out. He's a mess. Why call him? That's really setting a different tone. I mean, that's amazing how different Donald Trump sounds, right?
No. No, not really, no.
No, it's exactly how he sounds. Then the Walls folks put out a statement saying we're emphasizing, you know, the compassion and our interest and our grief with the Hortmans and our best for the Hoffmans. You know what the governor could do today? The governor easily could come out today and say this. When I mentioned Gestapo tactics, I was, 1,000% incorrect for going so far to reference Gestapo. Because for the 10,000th time, I'm going to say, as much as I disagree with Donald Trump, would never vote for him, would never consider one second, Gestapo tactics is repugnant, bringing that up. How about when I said we should bully the blank out of him? Tim Walz could say, Nah, I was wrong. How about he can even go back again and say, in hindsight, when I said I get a charge out every day when Tesla's stock goes down, and then he lied to us and said he was joking. Just watch the footage. He wasn't joking. Tim Walz could also come out and say, you know what? My tone has been wrong. And by the way, his tone hardly ever happens here in Minnesota. It's when he's auditioning to be the president. The two Tim Walzes that I've tossed out here the last month. So, yeah, Trump, as usual, never wants to take the high road. If Donald Trump was going to change after he was almost assassinated, you know, he kind of changed a little bit when he gave his convention speech the first 20 minutes or so. And he wasn't, the audience was just sitting there and listening. He doesn't want that. So guess what he did in the next 40 minutes? He played the hits. Just went back to being him. And so now two people, and by the way, I'm not blaming Donald Trump for the assassination. I'm not turning this into Trump's America. I'm not turning this into Walz's Minnesota. But here's where if tone is going to be set and a change, oh, I don't know, the president of the United States and the governor of the state where it happened, they could speak up, couldn't they? Wouldn't that be simple for both of them?
Very easy to do.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
And by the way, Walz could come out easily today as opposed to Teddy, who's been with him for a while. He's very good at what he does. Walz could come out. He could take questions for 15 minutes, but he'd open the press conference by saying, I still disagree with Donald Trump. I still think Kamala would have been an immensely better president. This is him. Okay, this is me.
Mm-hmm.
And Lick's case. But you know what? When I mention Gestapo tactics, I hate what's happening to immigrants. I do. But I shouldn't infer Hitler. Because no one should infer Hitler. When I said we should bully the S-H-I-T out of him, I shouldn't have said that. We got to stop being nice and be meaner. Walz could do this too.
It would be easy. Easy to say Saturday morning should be and was a wake-up call for him.
Yep.
And should be for everybody.
Right. And I did find it rich when a lot of people who are right of center, and obviously totally entitled to it, were only mentioning Walz's comments, and I criticized him right away, but then act like Donald is just a statesman. I mean, do we want to go through the list of like the 400, 500, 600 comments he's made that just show a lack of character and show a lack of respect? So again, I'm not defending Walz, but when you're just building your brand and just delusionally left or right and won't even acknowledge what one of your guys says because it hurts you. It's so obvious. Do you think the tone's going to change?
No. Again, I mean, we talked about this briefly yesterday.
Yep.
Hope it will. There's always going to be hope. But no, if it didn't change after the massacres you mentioned at schools, after Gabby Giffords, after the congressional softball game when people came after lawmakers with guns.
Trying to kill Donald Trump.
Yes, exactly. No, I'm sorry. This country doesn't take it seriously enough to change.
Yep.
We see shootings every day.
Yep.
All over the country.
Yep.
And for us here in Minnesota, this one is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it took the life of a lawmaker, her husband.
Yep.
Greatly injured another lawmaker.
Yep.
His wife.
Yep.
But for the rest of the country, they saw the headline, and they're probably past it already.
Yep.
It was just another shooting. Let's move on.
One more thing before I mention this. We mentioned yesterday, Gilbert also was killed. Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, both very close to training dogs, service dogs. And you've seen the reporting, we talked about it yesterday, where Gilbert didn't pass the training tests. And by most accounts, Melissa was elated because she was in love with Gilbert.
Yeah.
She probably was coaching against him. And I wouldn't fault her for a second. You fall in love with a dog, Like our guy Charlie is just hanging in there, and when I saw him yesterday, he got it. He's resting so much. He just came to the door and was so happy to see me. I mean, it made my day. Absolutely made my day. So they had to put Gilbert down too. So this maniac also killed a dog. Just to point out how disgusting he is. Do you realistically think the tone will change? You want to call? That'd be great. You want to send a text? That's great also. Love the feedback. 651-461-9226.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Stop looking at me like
that. You can't help but smile.
Oh, my God.
You were smiling before I looked at you.
Yeah. You know, some of the scheduling of this radio station just stinks.
Explain.
I mean, I don't know if I was told about this date.
I feel like some would argue that perhaps you should pay better attention to when dates are given, Chad.
Yeah, that's probably fair, but I'm blaming others.
No, come on.
Second one I'm going to miss because of this.
You turning 61 this time?
I think I'm sick that day. I just want to say I'm sick that day. I won't be sick when I'm at Golden Valley Country Club that day playing in a competitive golf tournament. But all right, let's get to the tone here. I agree with toning down, these are texts, I agree with toning down the rhetoric from walls. But how do we get the message out about Trump and what he's doing without stark warnings? Thanks for the help. You want to take that one? Because it's a very fair question. If you're going against a guy who will go over the top, bump into the truth occasionally, have his sycophants lie about him on a regular basis. By the way, not all people who vote for Donald Trump are his sycophants. By far, not all of them. But we even had the thing a couple weeks ago when he calls Newsom late Friday night, L.A. time. So, again, the president is up constantly. Didn't tell him about the National Guard coming in. Then Wednesday, he says, well, I just talked to him yesterday. And then they put the screenshot of Trump talking to him Friday night, Saturday morning, and the sycophants are like, see? He talked to him? No. And the press conference says, I talked to him yesterday.
Yes. And then Jesse Waters goes on Fox News calling Newsom a liar because he refused to acknowledge the phone call that didn't happen, even though he had previously, in an interview with MSNBC, acknowledged the call that did happen 5 days before.
And on the screen grab, it mentioned the time, Friday night, Saturday morning. So it's a fair conversation. I'm not saying go soft. But how about this one? Don't make any Hitler references.
To start?
Let's start there. Maybe not say bully the bully. Maybe just call him a bully and say, we're going to stand up to you, but encouraging bullying when you're saying for years and years he's a bully, which he is, then you kind of lose a little bit of your moral ground when you say, we're just going to bully you back, right?
Yeah. Well, it raises a good question. Hopefully we won't have to answer it because Donald Trump won't be running again in 2028.
Yes, but he's running in 2028.
I mean, whether it's him, whether it's if JD goes full mega and does his best Donald Trump impression or whoever they put up there, can you beat a bully in a national election in this time in America by, quote unquote, taking the high road? By not, going into the mud with the insults, with the, slinging hate?
Yeah. It's fair if others who were traditional Republicans try to stay traditional Republicans, like Mike Lee. Mike Lee, let's update him.
Ugh.
Mike Lee, when Trump ran in 15, 16, he decried him, called him out. And then by 2020, he just saw what was going on and said, I got to go there.
Yeah, he's one of many.
Oh, yeah. Marco Rubio. J.D. Vance.
Keep going.
I mean, there's a long, Nancy Mace, there's a long, long list. And so I called it out over the weekend. We talked about it on Twitter. He finally has taken down, in the last hour and a half, I think, his tweets. The worst of the worst was the Ring camera shot of the deranged lunatic in the mask. I forget if it was at the Hortman or Hoffman House. And he's trying to be funny. He goes, Nightmare on Wall Street.
Yeah. Or this is what happens when Marxists or whatever
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, right. People were murdered. They tried to kill the five people he saw, and who knows how many dozens and dozens he wanted to kill.
But he got a zinger out of it.
And he got a zinger out of it. And credit to Tina Smith for standing up to him. And he finally took it down to yesterday when reporters were asking questions. He was a coward. Wouldn't even answer questions on it. You ran away like a little baby.
You had no answer.
Yeah, because you really can't defend it. You can't. I feel like we're not talking enough about her husband, Mark. I try to mention Mark Hortman every time. But Mark wasn't a public figure. I hope stories will illuminate more about Mark. I hope we hear more about Yvette Hoffman, who stepped in front of their daughter, who's faced health challenges her whole life. The reason why John Hoffman jumped into public service is because his daughter can't qualify for insurance. And again, as I said with Adam last hour, the statement the Hortman kids put out yesterday, if you're not fighting off tears on that one, I don't know, because it was eloquent, it was touching, it was appropriate, and when they talked about ways to honor their family, including petting their dog, because the dog was murdered by this dog himself. Let's see, a few more things here. He's sending people to their death way of El Salvador. Yeah, and just lies about it. Somebody's lecturing me on the Gestapo. Okay, yeah, I know what the Gestapo was a part of, okay? Our attorney general didn't help either on Saturday during the speech. Personally, I don't think the attorney general should have went. I made that clear. If the state is saying it's, we don't know if it's safe, and our top law enforcement official is there, who's incredibly passionate in his disagreement against Trump, and some of his language is Trumpian, I just think if you're telling people for safety reasons, and I get the other argument, we're not going to be stopped. Somebody kills someone, that's not going to stop us in our beliefs. But at the time, there's a manhunt going. And if the governor is conducting a press conference saying, please don't go, and he was scheduled to speak at the event, and you're there and you're thinking whether you stay or not, and the attorney general's there, you're probably thinking it's safe now, right? Can that be a very plausible reason for people to think, well, if the AG's there, why shouldn't I be there?
It could. I didn't hear his words. I don't know exactly everything
they
he said.
They weren't timid.
But, oh,
a lot of dictator
no.
talk. Yeah.
Shocking they weren't. But I mean, you're also talking about a guy that's, I mean, how many dozens, hundreds of death threats I'm sure that he's received in the last couple decades.
I would bet that no Democrat in this state has received more death threats than Keith Ellison. If it's not him, it's Ilhan. And again, I'm not saying you have to agree with either one. Ilhan, there's an interview now. We're turning into one of the worst countries on the planet. No, we're not. Even though I wouldn't spend 1 second voting for Donald Trump, and I disagree with many of the things he does, most importantly, his lack of moral character. But that is a really good point. When you face the crap that Ellison has faced, I've witnessed it at the fair where people right in front of him shouting slurs right at him, that he's saying, I face this all the time. I'm still going to show up. It's 35 past one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So apparently I'm committed to an event, but I think you've solved it for me. We're going to come up with a life-size cutout of me, right? So I'll be there for the first hour and a half, right? Gathering, engaging in.
Mingling.
Jocularity. I'm a good mingler.
You are a good mingler.
I'm a good mingler.
I struggle with mingling.
You know what it is? It's my fort. That's what Louis says. Louis says, doesn't say forte, he says fort. So I'm going to go with Louis. But then at one point, I'm like, excuse me, got to go to the bathroom. And then you're going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And after I'm in the bathroom, maybe for, let's say, 45 minutes, meanwhile, I'm on the road. You're going to then come out with the life-size cutout. Boom, boom. And we'll have a few, you'll have things that hit the button a little bit. Overrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. No.
Dead to me. Yeah.
Clear
lose
my thing.
Number. All
lose
my,
just the things that are in there.
Have you heard the French Open story? Let me tell you, this is a good
French Open story is a good story.
It's a great story. And if we can get it on tape, that'll kill a good 15, 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And most people will probably end up walking away anyway because I've heard it. Okay, we get the Bushkins.
Exactly. I'm going to seek out everybody, like just corner them.
Mm-hmm.
Not a menacing way, but corner them.
We can get little photos to tape to your hand so it looks like you've got a drink. Oh, Chad's got a hot dog now. Some peanuts.
See, we've solved the
issue.
Must
be enjoying the game.
We have solved the issue. Let's get to the work after work situation. We are in a business where I think if you don't work after work, if I was the brand manager, I would fire you. Now, I know we have a union, so that's tough. But anyone who assumes either a host or producing job at WCCO Radio and feels like when they leave here, that they can on a regular basis just, I'm gone, I'm with my family, I'm with my friends. If that's your belief, I would fire you. Because we have weird jobs. Jobs here, you need to know what's going on a regular basis. There are very few in this town who have had significant levels of success and they don't put the chops in, but then they're still great on air. I got two on my list, and it's Mischke and Common. And by the way, Common puts in more work than people think. Mischke, I know Tommy. I have great respect. Sort of, I have that same way with Common. And Common's not the same storyteller he once was because he and Tenna have such a good relationship, right? And then he's got Rose and he's got other people. So it's a different type of show. But I bring this up because we have this story about working after work. When I hear people come into this building and they're just trying to get up to speed, by the way, I don't care what time somebody shows up in this building. They could show up as their bumper music is, their opening music is playing. But they better know what's going on. And I think there are some jobs where you can't just leave and say, I'm good. The problem is some bosses are bleeps, and they aren't jobs like ours. And they take advantage of them. And they're sending them email after email or text after text or phone call where they're abusing the power. And the employee, probably not as high up in the pecking order as they want to be at some point, feels like, I got to keep this job. And they can't dismiss it as easy. Like we've talked before, there are countries now, no exaggeration, where there are laws, excuse me, about you can't call after hours.
I think, was it Australia that passed that law not a couple months ago?
I think France is one too. I think that's absurd. I really do. But I also think it's absurd when bosses are just bleeps and they're harassing you and harassing you and harassing you on something that, guess what? When you're at work the next day, you can do it, and the urgency isn't there. We have weird jobs where I'm not saying every time I leave here, but you know me. In all sincerity, 98% of the time when I leave here, and part of it says I really like my job, I'm still spending hours consuming what's going on. If Brad kicks me to the curb tomorrow, will I still do that? Nope. I'll still pay attention. Because I want to keep working most I think.
Still respond to station texts?
No, I won't.
That'll be a long pause.
But you can't. I think it's job to job, don't you? And position to position. The problem is there are binding agreements. There are bylaws. States, counties, and countries make laws. So if you're automatically someone, nope, you can never contact me ever. Well, number one, you better really have a lot of clout at your job. And most of the time, if you have a lot of clout at your job, you have to be contacted afterwards. But I don't like, I mean, I get it. Oh, it's great pandering to say the public, our country's never going to allow you to be contacted. What if your job requires it to be competitive at what you do? And I'm not saying every vacation you're on or every family dinner you're on, that you always have to have your email open or paying attention. But there are some jobs you just have to. But can you trust the bosses? I'm not saying this is these ones. I'm saying with our job, if I ran the shop, first of all, I'd say thank you, union, but we're going to move on because I want it to be merit-based, and it would also get you paid triple what you are paid now because you are fabulous at what you do, and you deserve a lot more money and should be merit-based. But I've heard people here say it, and I couldn't disagree with them more. And I think sometimes it's reflective of what they do. Oh, I don't. Once I leave here, I'm done. For this job, give me a break. Should we pause and see what people say?
We could do that.
And you want to hear from you when we come back.
You know what we should do? We should also mention it's Twins Ticket Tuesday.
Twins Ticket Tuesday. What game, Dave?
Well, it's going to be a great game, Chad. Really good one. It's going to be a week from this Thursday, in fact, on the 26th of June.
Okay.
That's a 12-10 start. They take on the Seattle Mariners.
I heard it's a 10-10 start.
No, it's possible? A 12-10.
How about a 9-10? A morning. Shouldn't the Twins, close circuit, Derek Falvey.
Mm.
My guy. Present team. Let's go 9-10 next Thursday.
No, that won't work because it's going to be 12-10, 10 minutes after noon. And they're doing that because you can join the Twins at Target Field. On that day, they've got a fun, family-friendly event. I bet you didn't know that little catch on the field, the opportunity to a little play catch in the outfield, visit the dugouts, experience the ballpark like a true major leaguer. But we're giving away a four-pack. Once you hear the thing. And then you got to be the third caller.
Back to the strikeout thing, too, by the way. We've been slumping lately.
I'm debating.
651-461-9226 for the topic, not for the tickets. All 3 hours. Can it just be a two-hour Barry Manilow TV?
No, we have we've got two jams coming up next hour.
God.
The Jamie Open will, unfortunately, rob us of one Barry Manilow tune.
Can we play the Jamie Open every open?
No, we can't do that.
Among the texts on the work situation, I get yelled at all the time, too. I quit reading emails because I get 60 dumb ones, some junk, and you can't stop them anymore. You can block them. You can do whatever you want. They'll find a way to get through. Email isn't as fun anymore like it used to be. You agree with that?
Email did used to be fun. You got the AOL guy. You've got mail. Who didn't love hearing that?
Ding!
You felt special.
Bing.
Somebody wanted to send me an email. That's great.
That's fair. That's fair. Well, where are you? Where's the line? Where's the philosophy on work after work?
I think the line, you know it when you see it, right? Every job is different, and I agree with you. Some jobs, you need to be not necessarily on the clock 24/7, but you need to be at least paying attention.
Yeah.
You know, but some jobs, it's a 9-to-5, and once you're out, you're out, and don't expect anything until the next morning or the next day I get into work. But it also seems like a problem the market can probably fix. If a boss is completely overbearing, I think that'll work itself out.
Yeah. And countries don't need to make entire laws on it. That is an overreach. That is pandering to the public. Doesn't mean we don't have a lot of jerk bosses, because they're out there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.